They stared blankly at Mira until Flobus inquired,
"Are there other lines? They may connect up to give a meaning."
Drog Selahog called across from another table.
"She's right, miss. Read the lot out. 'Tis only fair."
Mira had started her dinner. She slid the slate across to Hoban.
"I'm famished. You carry on, brother."
Hoban read the first 8-line poem slowly and clearly. Immediately they began raising the paws as if they were still at Abbey School, jigging up and down and calling,
Brother!
Hoban pointed at Egbert with a small baton loaf.
"You first."
The young hedgehog scratched his spikes.
"I still don't know what the first line means, but the answer to the second line is the letter O. My second's the centre of you, not me. O is in the centre of the word you, brother."
As recorder, Hoban always carried a scrap of parchment and a charcoal stick. He produced them and began writing.
"Very good, Egbert. Any more answers, please?"
A mousemaid named Biddle spoke up.
"Third line, brother. My third is the end of him, but not you. That's the letter M. It comes at the end of the word him."
Suddenly, Mira had solved the first line, but she was beaten to the answer by young Broggle.
"I've solved the first line. My first is third, like the sound of the sea. Third letter of the alphabet is C. That sounds like the word sea, doesn't it?"
Mira shook Broggle's paw.
"Very clever, mate. That first line had me really baffled. Well done."
Brother Hoban looked up from his writing.
"Flobert, have you got an answer for us?"
The hogmaid fiddled shyly with her apron strings.
"Aye, brother. That line which goes, my sixth and seventh start seldom seen, that's two letters, S and S. Seldom seen starts with them. Is that right?"
Burab's earbells tinkled as he applauded.
"Of course it's right, Miguel. I say, can I take a look at your funny old rhyme, what?"
Hoban passed in the slate. The hare scanned it studiously.
"Aha! Here's one you'd have to read to flippin' well come up with a solution. This fifth line. My fifth is in bean, though not in bean. First bean's the belly bean you eat. Second one's the bean where you've jolly well been, what? Anyhow, the answer's the letter A. Bit of a swizz, that one, if you have to listen to it."
Burab sat down and began tucking into his minted leek and potato turnover, nodding at Cregger.
"You were right, ma'am. Does taste better when the taters cook down into the leeks. All nice and mushy, eh, what?"
"Yer, this'n be a letter P. My fourth starts he pictured, but not he view. All right, 'tis he P, all right."
Brother Hoban chuckled at Gundel's great grin of triumph.
"There you are. It wasn't more than your little brain could stand."
He held up his paws to stop any further discussion.
"Well done, class. I'll let you see what I've written down so far.